What will U.S. relations look like with Greenland in a second Trump term? It was a foreign policy idea that few people saw coming before Trump posted it on Truth Social in late December, expressing interest in buying the island. And ever since, a ripple effect of reaction. Greenland's Prime Minister Mute Egede rejected the idea of it being for sale, as did leadership in Denmark, which controls Greenland. But following Trump's interest, Greenland also vowed it will work toward total independence from Denmark, a notion the Danish government rejects. But now Greenland and Denmark are opening up communication with the incoming Trump administration, and they come with some offers on the table. The offer to buy Greenland remains off the table, but according to Axios, Denmark has been private messaging Trump's team in recent days. The Danish government is said to be open to discussing increasing the U.S. military's presence in Greenland. And Greenland's prime minister said Monday it is looking to strengthen its defense and mining ties with the U.S., calling the leaders of Greenland's political parties to a meeting in the capital to discuss Trump's investment in their island. This is the first time Greenland has been listened to in an intense way. We need to be calm and take advantage of things and stand together. Our interest is in cooperation. Greenland is for the Greenlandic people. We do not want to be Danish. We do not want to be American. We want to be Greenlandic, Egede said. Egede and Denmark's prime minister met Friday. The Danish prime minister said she has asked for a meeting with Trump, and Egede also said he is ready to discuss things further with the president-elect. Although both Greenland and Denmark say those discussions will not go as far as selling the island. But Trump's vice president-elect, J.D. Vance, expressed optimism in the U.S. furthering its ties with Greenland. We also need to make sure Greenland is properly cared for from an American security perspective. And frankly, the current Danish government has not done a good enough job at securing Greenland, Vance said. I think there is a real opportunity here for us to take leadership, to protect America's security, to ensure those natural resources are developed. And that's what Trump is good at. He's good at making deals, and there's a deal to be made in Greenland. At a press conference last week, Trump declined to rule out potentially using the military to gain control of Greenland. But Vance told Fox News that military force is not going to be needed in their negotiations.